everything about reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Chris, the Infant Man. Welcome to the podcast, guys. Episode number 35 of the podcast. First of all, I apologize. I've just had the biggest, craziest weekend ever. I was going to do it on Saturday, and I had to go out for a bit, and I had just some running around. I think it was something to do with my check, maybe? I don't remember. I went out briefly. I know I went out briefly, but I never got a chance to, you know, actually record Big Brother Canada. And then I got Amazing Race. That will come out tomorrow, probably around, let's say, about noonish tomorrow. And then we'll be back on Thursday for the usual Survivor Game Changers recap. And then it'll be a little different this week because I'm at a wedding on Saturday. I will not be able to post up the podcast on Saturday unless I do a bright and early podcast on Saturday morning. I'd probably be busy getting ready, having a shower, and getting prepped up for my cousin's wedding. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, if I can't do it on both on Friday, I will try definitely post one on the Amazing Race on Saturday morning instead. If I can, I will be. I'm going to try for Friday right now. I'm going to change things up a little bit. Instead of 9 o'clock for Big Brother Canada, it will be at 7 p.m. Eastern, Eastern Daylight Time. And then at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 2 hours later, will be the Amazing Race recap. So that will be what is going to happen over the next couple days. I apologize, but the wedding does come first. This is a big family event going on, and my cousin's getting married. So I'd rather get the podcast out earlier than usual than not at all, right? So let's get right into it. Survivor. It's Thursday. What am I saying? Big Brother Canada 5 recap. So Ika said to Dimitri's that they were very shady. Bruno with Cindy, him and Kevin are vulnerable. Ika called Kevin out for trying to, you know, get her on the block. Obviously, you know, Kevin was trying to get her on the block, but trying, not actually doing it. She told him to, not to be, I think what he called her to be, not two-faced. I don't know if she called him two-faced, I don't think so. But also to be honest and not lie, obviously. She thinks that she is lying, but, he is lying, but, you don't know. Maybe not. You don't know what goes on in that house, because you're not in the house. You're just a viewer watching it outside or on the feeds or whatever, you know? So, yeah, she told him not to lie. Kevin said, this sucks. He told William, don't hang out with him. They will make you a target. So, obviously, meaning don't hang out with me because you'll be a target. You will be a target in this game. And he can potentially join jury. So, William told him, you gotta win HOH. So, meaning he has to win this week. And he has to, get that power. And then Bruno asked him if he's okay. He's like, nah, not too much. Kevin was pretty upset what was going on at the house. And he said, So the HOH was a three-part HOH, remember, from the previous week. Part one was you have to transfer 150 rocks. You have to take as many as you want at once. But if you drop, you have to go back and start over. First person that wins the three-part. So I guess the first so many That win each the first part, move on, and then to the final round, and then it's down like to like six or whatever, six or seven, and then they go like split in half, and then pretty much, and then the last round, the second round is like the final four, and then it's like two at the end, the third part, and then the winner will win what wins the three part HOH will move on. And comes next HOH. So Karen only had to do half, which would be, if I'm thinking here, I'm just gonna write it my. So 150 divided by two, I think it's 75. 75 and 75. Yep. So 75. She only had to do 75. What do you call it? Yeah. She only had to do 75. What do you call it? She had to only do 75 rocks, so she has that advantage, and which is really good for her. So, so Dimitri said it is him and Ika versus Bruno and Kevin. Also, if they win, him and Ika, if one of them win, they're going to be on the block. So they're going to definitely be up there for eviction. Kevin dropped a rock, so he had to start all over again. Karen said she doesn't want to embarrass herself and, move on in the competition. So she's probably, what I'm thinking is she is going to throw it. She is going to throw the competition, possibly, maybe, we never know. And then Jackie said she joined alliance of her, Bruno, Kevin, called the Pheasants. I don't know what kind of name that is, really. That's a really weird name. The Pheasants. So, Bruno and Kevin dropped again, I believe. Dimitri was the third person done. Oh, sorry. Bruno and Kevin didn't drop. Bruno and Kevin were done. Dimitri was the third person done. Kim was the fourth person, so there was four. So there must have been eight of them that competed, I think. No, nine of them, but they had to do it even, they had to split it evenly. So round two, they had to get into the kayak and paddle 150 strokes. They kind of hit these targets as they're stroking the water. They have to hit these targets 150 times. The first two people that hit it get 150 strokes will move on to the final round. Dimitri was just he was doing well. Dimitri was doing really well on the kayak. Kevin said that he has to win. Dimitri is a comp beast. Very true. Dimitri is a comp beast, and we've seen this in the past season where, well, let's say last season, for example, there was the brothers, the Pax Bros. They were comp beasts. They did well, and that's why, probably one of the most reasons why they won last season. I think that's the one reason why they won last season was because of, they were able to, do really well in the competitions. They did well in the competitions. So, which is really, really good for them especially. So, Dimitri's is a comp beast. And I know Ika has not, Ika hasn't really won anything yet in competition-wise. Though she won 1-HOH back in her original season, but it was like nothing much with, so far she hasn't won a competition, I don't think, if I remember. Bruno and Kevin were over 100. Dimitri was over 100. Dimitri was moving on. Bruno was moving on to the final round. And then, final round was where they had to do three more activities. They have to toss four beanbags into the 150, and then they had to toss six disc golf into the target. Then, yes, Then they had to pull a strike on the five-pin bowling. And as you guys know, five-pin bowling is huge up here in Canada. And yes, I'm a Canadian, so I know exactly what five-pin bowling is. I've done it. I was in the league for over 10 years, so I know what five-pin bowling is, and I know exactly, you know, how it works. So, they have to do this challenge, though, in 150 seconds. If they run out, they have to start all over, so they would have to pretty much start from scratch. So they have to start way back at the beanbags once again. So, first to complete it will win HOH. So, first person to complete it will win HOH. Bruno had two more beanbags to go. Bruno Dimitri was moving on to disc golf. Dimitri was down to one, moving into bowling. And then Bruno was moving into the bowling. Dimitri went one HOH, and he was happy that he won. He was very, very happy he won HOH. So that was the heck. Sorry guys. I don't know what's going on. I'm hearing a buzz in my earphones. Might be from the mixer. I don't know. It's weird. But anyways, that was pretty quick. You know, really, it was very quick. The third round was very quick. It went very fast. It didn't last very long. So, yeah. So, Kevin said the queen and king and queen of the house won power. So they were, again, Aika and Karen were arguing over the argument while Bruno was listening in. There was an argument. I don't know what the argument was about, but Bruno was kind of listening in from the shower. I think he was in the shower at the time. I think they realized he was there. He was in there. They knew he was in there, but he kind of stooped down just so they didn't see him. There was argument between Aika and Karen. So Karen said, I made it to the second round though. Aika said, yeah, you had an advantage. So obviously saying you got a freebie from the first round that made you, you know, move on. So, you know, she was not happy. It was like, Aika was not happy, I don't think. So, and then Karen said, yeah, I earned it. Because, obviously, she earned the advantage from the, which was from the previous week. I believe that was the jogging one. It was, like, where they had to jog 150 steps or something. So, yeah. I think that was, yeah, I think it was 150 steps. It was from Step Paction, I believe. That was what it was. So that's how she earned it. She earned the advantage for the HOH challenge. So let's move on to Dimitri's. Well, obviously, boys are a comp threat. Yeah, pretty much. The boys are confident because you got Dylan 1. I believe Demetrius 1. Obviously, Dimitri has won, I think, 2 HOHs, 2 or 3 HOHs now. And then you had, I think Kevin's won a PLV. And then I think Williams won, I think, 1 or 2 PLVs as well. Over the course, I think this will be I don't know. We'll see what. Well, as we go on through the whole entire podcast, we'll talk about it. But I think William has won a POV before. So if I remember, he has won a POV. So, Aika and Dimitri are having a drink and celebrating, you know, safety in the house for the week. Aika was dancing around. Aika went into the shower with Trey. Dimitri was in his glory that that the women were kind of in the shower with each other, and you know, I think she was like he was just in his glory, like he was just sat down to kind of watch what was going on there. So Bruno and Kevin, they mentioned the vet are going at each other. They should have made the vets, the vets should have been kind of with the, against the newbies. Like, they were kind of thinking, yeah, okay, let's put the vets versus the newbies. The vets stick together. That wasn't the case this season. And usually it is when you actually, most seasons that you have, like, a vets and newbies, most of the time it'll be, like, vets versus the newbies. Vets will stick with the vets. And then the newbies will stick with the newbies. Not this season, though. That's the thing. This season wasn't about that. Also, Jackie mentioned the pheasants. So, obviously, the... what's the saying goes? The cat's out of the bag. And then also, Canada's 150 party. Because it's Canada. Participation made everyone has for the week, so meaning there will be no have-nots, which I'm sure made everybody really happy. And then during the party, they got love from home, which was awesome. They got fireworks. Ray said there is a war between Ika and Dimitri's and Kevin and Bruno, so obviously there are two sides there that, you know, are... No, there's two sides of on this whole thing, on what's going on. So yeah, there's two. It's I guess it's two. There's like two different wars going on. Like there, I mean, there's a war between the two, and one vet versus two vets, pretty much. So let's see, where was I? Dre eventually. Okay, so they have to take the... Eventually, they have to take the big players out. It's true. It is true. There is still a lot of big players left. There's Kevin, Bruno. Ika's pretty well a big player now because the way she's been playing in the last few weeks, she's done amazing. And then you have... I believe Dylan is another one, which is in the newbies. And I'm surprised Dylan hasn't, you know, hung in this long. Like, long enough that... He has, you know, not become a threat. So, she said, don't want Ika in the final. She, you know, she just wants, she doesn't want her there, like, in the final. Because she probably, Ika probably will win. She probably have a good reason to win. And also, she's in the middle as well. She is pretty much in the middle of everybody else. She's kind of in the middle of the two alliances right now. Well, not really. Technically, she has her own alliance with Dimitri. Kevin and Bruno have their alliance. And then you have... who is it? Sorry, guys, I'm trying to figure it out. So, yeah, you have Kevin and Bruno. And then you have Dimitri and Ika. And then you have Dre, Dylan, William... And there's one more. Karen? There's five. I think that's five right there. So, yeah. Yeah, there's three different alliances. I don't know if that's alliance, though. I don't know if Dre, Dylan, William, Karen, and... Look, Karen, Dylan, Dre, William, and someone else. Was that four? Maybe that was four. Hang on a second. Dre, William, there's Karen... Okay, Dre, William, Karen, Dylan. Oh, and then Jackie. Jackie's the other one. Yeah, Jackie's the other one I'm thinking of. Jeez. Yeah, okay, yeah, Jackie. I don't know if that's alliance, though. I just do not know if that is alliance or not at this point. That's the thing. So, obviously, she wants a newbie to win. She wants this to be a newbie season. Kevin said that... you know, have to have to join forces with these newbies to get the five out. And then if Ika and Dimitri gets out, Kevin or Bruno, you know, that would be, you know, I guess the whole, pretty much right now at this point, there's only three fats left. That's Ike, Bruno, and Kevin at this point. So Bruno said, you know, guarantee you one of them will go. Jackie is running back to them and telling them everything. She even told them about the alliance, the Pheasants alliance. And also she told everyone they are poison. And also she was talking to the HOH room for a very, very long time. She was talking to the HOH room for a very, very long time. So, meaning she's pretty well spilling the beans on everything. She is spilling the beans on everything. So Ika said they are not the underdogs. They got their way every week. Jackie said she is sick of being used, obviously, and she was pretty upset about it. And then she said she'll do anything, you know, to get those two out. So meaning, you know, she will do anything to get those two out of the game. Pretty well selling herself to, like, okay, I'm going to get these guys out. And then also, if she wins each week, she will not put them up. Like I said, Bruno, Jackie, and Kevin had a alliance called Pheasants. So obviously now the cat's out of the bag, and that alliance is now out. And then Williams went to Kevin, and that Jackie told him everything about the Pheasants. So obviously Williams kind of been in Kevin's ear to let him know, okay, the Pheasants has been kind of, you know, mentioned. And then Kevin said, he didn't say his name. It was Dylan's. If they're both up, it's not good. But one of them and Jackie. Also, Ika came in the room. Ika said Kevin and Bruno broke that trust. She wants to get to the end with someone that she trusts. So she's having that little bit of trust issue at this point. There's only three vets left. And to go after the five. So, pretty well, she wants to go after, you know, like, he wants to go after the five. He wants to go after the five and, you know, try to keep the vets together as much as possible. Then she only wants to, Dimitri to make Ika wants Dimitri not to make the wrong decision that affects his game, especially his game. So Dre, maybe Jackie could go up if one of them won the POV. The nominations shortlist was Kevin, good physical competitor, and he's a good liar as well. Well, being a poker player, that makes him a good, you know, being a poker player, you have to bluff your way. So I guess that's why he's so good at this game. And then Jackie, strong competitor, also talking to everyone in the house, could go after him and Ika later on. So kind of wondering, I guess she's not sure. I guess she's not sure if she can trust Jackie. William will be on the next on the list. Doesn't know if he deserves to be in the house right now. Bruno, pretty well, him and Kevin make a great pair in the house. And he's, you know, he's made himself safe. You know, and also, he's not loyal to Dimitri's by himself. So, that's another reason. So the first nominee was Kevin. Second nominee, Bruno. Obviously, there goes the two vets. They've been talking through the first episode. Those two are going to go up. So, Bruno, he's a good physical competitor. Kevin was a good social player. And, you know, it's hard to read. So, moving on to the POV ceremony. Dimitri put Kevin and Bruno Kevin up because he's tried to work with him in the past. But time and time again, he couldn't trust them. So Bruno was up because one of the two will go. Reynolds said if he will go after them, Reynolds said he'll probably go after them next week if one or both of them stay in the house. Kevin said he is pissed, but not revengeful, so he will not go after them. he will not go after him, after them, for, you know, just putting him on the block. And then Kevin asked William, are you playing me? He's like, no. Kevin said, everyone said that he is, you know, saying a lot of stuff and about Kevin. And then William said he don't talk to very many people in the house, which is true. I've not seen William talk much in the to very many people in the house right now. So he is, William's pretty quiet. He's very quiet. So he is only listening, and he only told Dre what he wanted. He wanted out Dimitri's, and it got to Ika. Kevin said it was guilt tripping. Bruno said he knew it was coming. Ika said she don't want him, you know, to leave the house. He's also on the block. He will not go home. Dre came in and, you know, came out fast, too. Dre went in, and then she came out very quickly. So he said they will be laughing. Like I said, two vets on the block. She is second-guessing herself. So she's kind of not, you know, in a way, she's just not, she's not too happy. She's kind of second-guessing the nominations right now. She's kind of thinking, maybe I should have, you know, not, I should have not put Bruno and Kevin up on the block. Maybe he was right that the vets should stick together. And then also she went on to say, Kevin is sketchy, but not Bruno. So Kevin's more on the sketchy side, right now. And also, Ika told Dimitri's, that, Kevin will, okay, so Karen, so Ika told Dimitri that Karen wants all the vets out of the house. So pretty much Karen throwing all the vets under the bus. Also, she said to Karen, you know, I'm a vet too. Obviously, yeah, she is a vet. Also, she is, she outlasted all the, all these, other vets. And then Dimitri said he will never thought about keeping, keeping them. So, and then also who to trust, more, Kevin or Bruno. She's like, I don't know, and left. So the veto picks, HOH, two nominees, and three other selected house guests. Ika, William, and Dre were selected. Kevin said he is not giving, he's not going to give up. He's going to throw Bruno, Kevin said he's not going to throw Bruno under the bus. So the BOV challenge, where they, looks like 100 Minutes to Hell, which was like a season 3 competition. It was like a season 3 competition where they did this. Where they were, like 30 minutes in hell, sorry, 100 minutes in hell. Kind of looked familiar from a previous season. I believe it was from season 3, I believe, if I remember. But it was a little different, I think. I might have to go back and watch season 3. One of the season 3 comps there. I'm going to find out which one it is. But I might do some research on that, too. So, pretty much, they will, you know, okay, so Ika, so pretty well, they're going to, you know, throw little loops around it. They're going to, like, throw little roadblocks at them during the whole challenge just to throw them off. It could be, like, bugs. It could be anything. So Ika was already losing her mind. So, yeah, they have to come close to 100 minutes. Minutes. First person to come to 100 minutes wins the power veto. They're going to throw things their way. So, first of all, Big Brother gave him bubbles. It is distracting, but, you know, it's a little distraction to start. And then the Hallelujah chorus was playing. I was hilarious. I was laughing. I was just laughing my head off because I know Handel's music very well. I do know his music well. Like I said, Ica was not very pleased. Ica is, that's been very comical, that's for sure. And if she leaves the house eventually, then, you know, it won't be as interesting without her character in there. And then there's Goddesses that came out with chocolate covered strawberries and champagne. Dre got distracted, had a chocolate covered strawberry and champagne. And then they brought in rabbits to put on the house guests. Ica was freaking the hell out. Ica was freaking the hell out over a lovable little fluffy bunny. And I cannot believe she was freaking out. Then Bruno got distracted by Ica, obviously freaking out. So Ica's become the distraction in the challenge at this point. So the POV player, were getting a loved one's laughter. So that kind of threw them off. Like I said, it is the best and the worst distraction in the world. But, you know, it gives you that little bit of energy to, you know, go further in the game. You know, you can go further in the game hearing your loved one's laughter, especially. So out came the rats as well. And there goes Ica once again, freaking the hell out over rats. Well, okay, rats, I probably start freaking out a little bit more. But I mean, bunnies, I wouldn't freak out. They're so cute and lovable. And then Ica decided, you know what, screw it. I'm going to hit the button, locks in her time. Hallelujah, of course, played again. William locked in his time. Dimitri questioned him locking in early. Kevin locked in his time. Dimitri locked in his time as well. Kevin hoped he is closer than him. Bruno locked in. Dre locked in after him. And then the two worst times over 100 minutes were Dre and Bruno. So obviously they wouldn't win the power veto. The winner power veto was over 7 minutes and 4 seconds over the actual 100 minute time. Kevin was, okay, so winner of the POV was 7 minutes and 4 seconds over the time. That was William. Kevin said losing was the worst option, but winning was the best option. So maybe William will, you know, use a POV on him. Ica was already asking Dre if William will use it. Kevin said, Kevin is shady, and they want him gone. Bruno and Kevin talking in the pantry if William will use it, and he said probably on Kevin. Kevin asked if Bruno is campaigning. He said no. Sorry, Karen asked Bruno if he's campaigning. He said no. She probably after the POV ceremony. It is 50-50 right now at this point. Kevin said he has been working with on his relationship with William to, you know, maybe he can use his POV on Kevin. Kevin said to Dre that Karen, Dylan, Ica will send him home if they don't use it. Also, does William trust him? No, maybe. William said, yes, he does, though. He does trust Kevin. And then he is his close number one ally in this game, more closer than Bruno. Ica, you know, asked Dre if he will use it, and she said no. And if she does, she will flip. And he told him not to use it. Obviously, he said, William, you're not going to use this power veto. And then Ica was flat out lying to Dre because Kevin is the target. Dre went to talk with William. She told him. They're in the house, and one of them, Kevin has to, so pretty well, Dre said, Kevin has to go at this point. William said, we will have to talk about it later. Dre was kind of stressing him out, and two people telling him two different things, doesn't know who to trust. Like I said, what will he do with the veto? He said he doesn't know. She thought he had allegiance was to the queen, not the peasants. She told him not to use it. We will keep him 100%. She told him to use it. We will keep his peasant safe. Like I said, that he has a shield if he does use it. Like I said, they will keep him. Like I said, you want the Wrath of Ika, so there's that whole, the whole thing from season two, the Wrath of fucking Ika. Obviously, that was, I love that line, the Wrath of Ika. She didn't use the F word, which is kind of strange. I'm surprised she didn't. So, William said he will do what he wants with his veto. He is the king. So, obviously, pretty much, he's the king of the castle right now. He's got all the power at this moment. William told Kevin what they said. And what Dre thinks she can control him. Kevin said, who is between... So, Kevin asked, who is better, him or Bruno? Dre said Kevin and Bruno. She asked, were you playing Kevin? And Kevin said, yes. William said he is in a good position. He's going to use it. He will, he'll make a big move for his game. So he wants to make a big move for his game. William said he is, if he uses it, he'll be good for his long game, especially too. If he uses it, it'll be good for his long game as well. So the POV, William has a bunch of options with both vetoes. William decided not to use the power of veto. The buzzer and the red light went off, and Dimitri was called to the HOH room. And Kevin said, POV is not complete. Meaning, pretty much, the POV ceremony is not done. Which, everybody would think, myself, and you guys, my listeners out there, would think, okay. You know what? I think that's the secret power veto will be used. The secret power veto will be used, and, it'll flip the game. So, the special power veto was obviously it was the secret power veto. The other house guest didn't know what was going on. Dimitri got a card to bring to the living room and read it to the other house guest. Dimitri said a secret power veto has been found. The secret power veto holder has decided to use it on Kevin, meaning William's using that secret power veto on Kevin, but they don't know it is William. They do not know it's William at this point. They just don't know. It's a big secret, and I don't think. No, if I was William, I wouldn't tell anybody that they're going to use it. They have a secret power veto. No, I wouldn't tell them. I wouldn't. Would you guys? Let me know. Tweet me at Crispy on the Web. So Kevin was shocked he was still there. Dimitri told Karen she is... Oh, so the power veto was used, so Dimitri put up Karen. Kevin was shocked he was still there. Dimitri told Karen she is not going home. Karen said, you're working with the wrong person. She will be evicted and going to the jury. So obviously she's just not being a very positive person right now. She's being a negative Nancy right now. You don't know. Honestly, you don't know what's going to happen in this house. In the house. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen in the house. Between. You won't know what happens in the house. Until the eviction happens. Sometimes it can be a last minute thing. It could be a set. Okay, we're going to get this person out. You don't know until the last second. Who's going to go home. So Ika said, how come I never find anything in this house? So she was just not too happy. Dylan said he swears on his house. He hasn't done anything to Karen. Karen asked why would they put her up instead of Jackie. Bruno will stay. Karen said it worked well for you guys. And you guys will have the numbers. And then Karen said to Kevin, nobody wants you here, meaning the hot tub area. Obviously, meaning, she's being outright rude to Kevin. Just throwing him out of the hot tub when it's a public hot tub. It's for the whole house. It's just not for her, obviously. But I'm not saying that. I don't mean it that way, guys. I just mean she shouldn't be that rude. I know. Okay, yes, she doesn't like Kevin. Yes, she doesn't want him. She doesn't want him around him right now. But, you know, you don't have to be outright rude. Yes, it's the game. But I'm wondering if they're going to be friends outside the house. I was kind of thinking that. Are they going to be friends outside the house? But you don't know until after the game is over. So, okay. Karen said, you made this move. You made this good move this season. The secret POV. So, obviously, she's not accusing, but saying, okay, I think you have the secret power of veto. He went from going to jury to safe. Karen called him a stupid person. And I put a little, in my notes, I may as well say that. I put a little angry face emoticon on my, well, I put the dot dot with the at sign, which means angry. Because I was pissed off with what she said. Because I'm all team Kevin. Kevin is one of my picks. And I want him to stay. So, also, a person can have their own opinion, so get over it. And she told him to F off. Kevin was kind of joking around with Karen. Karen called him an arrogant prick and told him to go fuck himself. Sorry, language, I know. Kevin said thank you for saving him. They said that to William, so he was really happy William pretty well saved him. Like, William pretty well saved him. I think Kevin knew that William used it. I think he realized it was William. William's a smart player. He is very smart. Kevin said he's now going to work on getting Bruno safe. Kevin mentioned to Bruno about the secret power veto. And if he knew that it was going to be used or who had it, he could have had William use both. Or have the person use both POV on him. And also how to flip it around. And then use Dimitri for the tiebreaker. And maybe Ika as well. And Kevin told Ika, Dimitri, what Karen said. Ika said she don't know how to keep Karen because she's getting vile. So obviously nobody's liking Ika. Nobody's liking Karen at this point, you know. I think Karen's digging her own grave right now in this game. You know, she was playing a really good game. She was playing a really good game, but. And also they said she's losing it. Get out Karen, evict her, send her to jury. So pretty well Ika and Dimitri, I think, were sick of Karen. They just want her out. They don't want her in the game anymore. So the scenario to keep Bruno and Kevin for one more week. And then Jack and Dre came into one of the bedrooms to find a bear and a BB can card. As you know, there's always instructions on that card saying if there's a challenge or a task, they will go through that. It was a prickly bear. There are prickly bears in the house. It can be good or bad. Jackie got a slot pass for the rest of the season. Dylan, Dre, William got one. Else guess holding a prickly bear had to pick someone to have a polar dip in the backyard. Dylan picked Dimitri, Dre picked Kevin, William picked Ika, and of course, Ika was not happy. She wasn't happy at all. And then they had to find more bears. They hadn't had a chance to find the bears. Jackie found one. Dimitri didn't actually get a prickly bear. And he would have to dress like a prickly bear and sleep in the cave in the backyard for the rest of the week. One of them was holding the prickly bear. Will win a $1,000 shopping spree at the Brick. Kevin got the $1,000 shopping spree at the Brick. Brick would donate $1,000 to Children Miracle Network. Dimitri, Kevin, Dylan, and Ika did the polar bear swim. There was a lot of ice. Ika just dove right in there. She said, "No, what? I'm not scared of this. I'm just going to get it over and done with." And then Dimitri dressed up as the bear. So that was really interesting to see Dimitri dress up as a bear. That was Very, very, very interesting. So Dimitri went from HOH to the 10. That's very true. Kind of like he went from the HOH to the have-not room pretty quick. Kevin said to William he is looking at the stars, thinking about, you know, friends and family. So kind of thinking about home, I guess. He's starting to miss home, I'm sure a lot of them are. But the game's only 2 weeks away from finale, so it's going to go quick. Trust me, it will go quick. So he said, we're just friends, no showmans, just flirting. William said, what are we then? Bruno pitched to, if he goes home, he will, Bruno pitched to Ika, if he goes home, he goes home. But if he stays, and, you know, the three vets can stay strong. The four of them are the best. The four of them are the best in doing this to each other. So, meaning the vets are going after the vets, pretty much. Karen said, so many lies, so many alliances. And Kevin, to keep his eyes open, said to Dre, so people are turning on everyone so fast. Dre says she is going to campaign for Karen to stay, but she wants an apology. So I guess the way Karen kind of spoke to Dre, she kind of wants an apology. And then Dre said to Dylan, she is, you know, she's not playing the best game. So, then they show up the jury house, what was going on. And of course, Netta never got to experience jury house like she did back in season 2. Because she just went right into the outside world. She was evicted on the finale night. And she just joined the jury right there on the stage. So obviously she did not get to experience the jury. So Netta said, Cindy came in. Netta said, I told you so, not to evict me. So obviously there's the I told you so's as well. So, and then they showed a clip back on the stage to the house guests of the POV clip of Ika freaking out. The look on Ika's face was priceless, trust me. So the vote, 6 people are voting for to evict. Dylan, Jackie, Ika, William, and Dre voted for Bruno. Kevin voted for Karen. Obviously, I knew Kevin would vote for Karen to be evicted. Obviously, I knew that was going to happen. Bruno was evicted 5-1 and third member of the jury. And also, it was Vest versus the newbies completely. The newbies versus the vets. So, obviously, and then it was the Vest versus the vets at some points as well. And then Grace goodbye said, she said, enjoy jury. Kevin Ika will be joining you soon. So meaning, enjoy the jury, but your other veterans will be there soon. So HOH was pressed for power. They must press weights on the side of their cubicles as long as they can. Drop your weight, you're out. Winner wins the new HOH. And we find out who wins HOH this week. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything About Reality. Be sure to follow the podcast on Stitcher, podcast.com, and tune in. And be sure to go to Stitcher.com to give me a review on my podcast. And also follow me on Twitter, @ChrisBeOnTheWeb. I will see you guys tomorrow for the Amazing Race catch-up recap. And we'll be back on track by then. Have a good night. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye for now.